As international observers warn of famine in Gaza, Montreal is being asked to exclude an Israeli team from participating in Sunday's Grand Prix Cycliste. Groups including PAJU, or Palestinian and Jewish Unity, as well as Montreal Bikers for Palestine, are demanding the city ban Israel Premier Tech from the high-profile cycling competition. The demand follows protests against the team at the recent Vuelta a España, which led Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to thank the cyclists for, quote, not giving in to hate and intimidation in a tweet. The team is owned by Israeli-Canadian billionaire Sylvan Adams, the man behind McGill University's controversial new sports science institute and a self-described ambassador for Israel. Race organizers say the choice to include the team lies with the Union Cycliste Internationale, the sports international governing body. It's a decision that's pushing cyclists here in Montreal to come out on Sunday and protest the race. CKUT spoke to Bill Van Driel, an organizer with Bikers for Palestine, about the reasons why. Here's our conversation. So why should the city bar this Israeli team from cycling this weekend?
The most straightforward and basic point to make is simply that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. And as we know, this isn't simply a cycling event. And if anyone who doubts that simply has to listen to the words of the Israeli Premier Tech team owner, Sylvan Adams. He talks about how the point of the team is to change the image of Israel on the world stage. And when he talks about what's happening in Gaza, he doesn't mince any words about the genocide. He talks gleefully about that, quite inflammatory. And of course, he refers to people like me as terrorists. He said that the people protesting against the team are terrorists and terror supporters. So it's actually a big public relations campaign kind of to try to normalize and make it acceptable, the genocide being carried out by Israel. And the city shouldn't allow itself to be complicit in that.
We heard about PAJU putting out this demand. Bikers for Palestine, I know, is involved as well. What have you heard so far from the city of Montreal?
I don't think we've heard anything from them yet, which is really shameful, because we've heard lots from the residents of Montreal. And it's something that in our group we see every month as we do our monthly bicycle protests. We see the support in the streets. We see that Montrealers are horrified by the genocide and horrified by also the things that are kind of being done in our name and the ways that Canada is also complicit, just even to such an extreme as refusing to hold arms shipments to Israel. So it's really disappointing and disgusting to see the silence and complicity from our city government that's supposed to be representing us.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit more about those monthly protests, because, you know, some listeners might be surprised that we even have a group in Montreal of Bikers for Palestine. How have cyclists been getting involved in the pro-Palestine movement?
Yeah, well, I think it's because, like I was saying, everyone is horrified to see the reality in Gaza. So I think everyone's looking for things that we can do. So what we've been doing is monthly bicycle protests. It's a fun time. We all get on our bikes and we have our Palestine flags and we're biking around the city just trying to make it more visible and to try to make, basically to make Palestine impossible to ignore, and trying to underline the fact that we can't just have business as usual continuing during a genocide. So I really encourage your listeners to come and check it out. We do it on the first Saturday of every month. Always starting at 1 o'clock, always starting at the statue at the base of Mont-Royal. And that's actually the same starting point that we're going to have for our demonstration this upcoming Sunday. It's going to start 1 o'clock at Sunday at the base of Mont-Royal.
Bill Van Driel with Bikers for Palestine. Thanks so much for coming on CKUT. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.